My guest today is Sean Weisfeld. Sean, how are you?
Good.
And what do you do for a living?
So I work at a big data company based in Fort Worth, Texas.
Is it a company that deals with big data, or is it a big company that deals with data?
We're a little company that deals with big
data. That's a little big data company. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But I don't know you from that. I've heard your name long before I met you, and all the stuff you're doing about around multimedia and your capturing user group meetings and code camps and putting it out online and making it available to other people. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so a few years ago, I got the bug and decided that as I was sitting in all these user group presentations in the Metroplex, in the Dallas Metroplex, we have like a dozen user group meetings a month. So there's plenty of content out there. But I got disappointed that when you go to a meeting and the guy prepares all that time and then just the people in that room get to see that content. Mm-hmm. I also felt the need that when I go to work the next day, I'm telling a buddy, hey, that user group meeting I went to last night, it was great. And here are the little details. Oh, I forgot a little bit of information.
Right.
Stuff like that. So my goal with running usergroup.tv is that we capture that content and we provide it online for free for anybody that wants to see it. It gives the speakers more visibility out in the community. It gives the user groups more visibility out in the community. And for us that just want to see great content, it's a huge repository. We've been doing it for a little over 2 years now, and we have over 240 user group presentations recorded and available for free online.
That's the URL, usergroup.tv?
Yes, usergroup.tv.
Okay. Who's doing the recording? Is that you going to every single meeting and recording these things?
So I do have some friends that help out a little bit, but the majority of it is, dragging the gear around. And
you're just a user group addict, aren't you?
Yes, I am a junkie.
But Dallas area has a ton of user groups. It's probably it's part of the reason why.
Yes, I'm very lucky being in the Dallas area. Additionally, we've expanded to two recording rigs.
Okay.
So when I go to a conference, I'm able to record like two tracks of the whole conference. So that's even more a chance to get 10 sessions in one clip in one day.
You're also recording the MVP Summit.
I did some recording here for the Visual Studio team. So if you are an MVP, you do get access to that NDA content, and the Visual Studio team will be providing access to that via their own mechanism, since I don't have a way of controlling
the
NDA.
That was a bit of a tease. The stuff you're recording here is only available if you're an MVP because it's NDA. But most of the stuff you're doing is available to anybody.
Yeah, everything else I do, usergroup.tv, we have a Windows Phone app. So if you have a Windows Phone, we have a Windows 8 app, so on your Windows 8 slate or laptop. And a gentleman volunteered to build me an iPhone app. So while today you can still watch the web content, it's HTML5 capable on your iDevice. Coming soon, hopefully we'll have an iPhone, iPad app.
Nice.
For the Apple friends among us.
Is this your equipment? Are you investing all your own money into this thing, or have you set up some organization or what?
So this is definitely my labor of love.
Uh-huh.
This is my hobby. Some people buy a boat and pour money into a boat.
Yeah.
I buy recording equipment and visit user groups for fun.
That's really generous of you. Not only that, but donating all your time as well. Let's talk a little about the technology behind it, because my show is called Technology and Friends. And you're hosting this where?
So the hosting of all the content is on on WordPress.com.
Okay, that's got the words on it. What about the videos themselves? Is that also
they're up all? The video content is on WordPress.com. All the website itself is hosted on a cloud, a VM in the cloud that's run out of a company in Florida.
A VM. So you have a VM with a local folder on the C drive. And that's where all the videos are. Is that right?
So the website itself is a WordPress website. Runs on IIS, runs on a virtual machine in the cloud. The only thing there is just the database and ASP.NET and WordPress.
Oh, okay, I get it. So
the videos themselves are hosted on WordPress.com.
I had it backwards. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a huge amount of content so far. I think we're up to almost 100 gigs of video.
Yeah, video just takes up so much disk space.
Yeah, and the biggest thing about WordPress is the pricing model.
Uh-huh.
Since this is a labor of love and I don't have any funding, the pricing model for WordPress is very advantageous. It costs me about $200 a year to host all that video, which is huge.
When you access it from the website, are you pointing to a URL? Are you pointing to a file on disk?
So WordPress has some magic that they have built into it for hosting video.
Oh, they have something specific for that.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay.
So yeah, it's a little bit of WordPress magic.
Tell me about a little bit about the workflow that you go through. So I think it's pretty straightforward. When you carry the camera, you point at the speaker and you turn it on. You probably have a remote microphone to capture the audio as well, right?
So what we do it a little bit differently. So what we do is I have what I call the suitcase. I take the suitcase.
I have your old suitcase, by the way. I think I told you that.
the main bit in the suitcase is a thing about the size of a carton of cigarettes that I actually import from a company in Canada. That takes the VGA signal from the laptop. Okay. It also takes an audio signal from a microphone similar to this one that we have here.
Okay.
Or I can use a lav mic if a presenter wants to put it on.
Okay.
Either or. That device actually records the content internally on the device.
So it has a hard drive inside of it?
Hard drive, solid state. It has some way of recording it. I think it's solid state.
All right.
At
the end of the day, you have what, a video file and an audio file or a single?
One.mov file.
MOV file, okay, all right.
Then after the recording's over, I dump that via Wi-Fi onto my laptop, edit it in my editing software of choice. I use Premiere.
That's what I use as well.
And then render it and then upload it to WordPress.
How long does that process take?
I've gotten pretty good at the editing portion. A lot of the editing really depends on a couple of things, namely the quality of the sound.
Yeah.
So if it's a real bad noise in the room or things like that, that could eat up a whole lot of time cleaning that type of stuff up. But typically, I try to stay true to the user group format, right? The fact is that the recording is supposed to be what happened at the user group meeting.
Okay.
Not necessarily an edited down, optimized, perfect presentation.
Okay.
So mainly my editing is chop the tails off, make sure the sound is good, and then get it online. And especially with the volume of stuff that we've been doing, my goal is to be efficient and still keep my day job.
Right, because it is a lot of time.
For some reason, the bank wants me to pay my mortgage every month.
I totally sympathize. I find that editing is much more time intensive than just this part. The part that people see, the camera, that's about half, about a third of the time, maybe a fourth of the time that I spend on video.
Yeah, and it's a hidden sink. So when you set it to render, it takes an hour or two hours to render.
That part of it, that adds much more time. Usually, I can go and have lunch while that's going on.
And then upload it to the internet, it's all these steps. I've found that. I will edit the video, then I'll go to bed, start it rendering, go to bed, wake up in the middle of the night, start it uploading, go back to bed. So these things take hours, and it's a huge.
But just the fact that sitting down at the computer, engaged in the editing, even if you're just doing things like just checking the sound, making sure it's acceptable, adding a header, a title, and an outro. Yep. And that sort of thing. Just that alone takes time.
Yeah. To me, the biggest thing that I like saying is, I mean, the time is my personal thing, and that's okay. I mean, what I really want people to realize is that for me, I get the value out of this by the fact that I get to meet great people like yourself. I also get to see the Google Analytics at the end of the month.
Uh-huh. So what's the success rate? How many people are actually taking advantage of all your hard work?
I'd always love to see more, and I'd love to see the numbers go up. And those numbers, to me, that's my crack. When I get that email every week telling me what the numbers are for that week and watching that little graph go up, that's my crack. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, it's your lucky day, because I have literally tens of viewers watching this show.
And I don't pay for bandwidth. So all 10 of you, download all the videos you want. And watch them over, play them to the cat.
You can download the videos.
Yes and yes, kind of.
Kind of what? What does that mean?
So the HTML5 video tag in IE lets you download content if you right click on it. But I don't promote downloading. I would rather watch. I'd rather you stream the videos.
Oh, okay. And that's because of what?
So my fear is that somebody's going to download the whole repository and then post them up on YouTube, and then the speakers are going to lose track. So while I like looking at the counts, the counts of the videos, I was just sitting at dinner the other day with Chris Patterson from Mass Transit, and he has a link to the video on the Mass Transit website. It is like, how much traffic are we getting? because the views of that video give him a good idea of, well, maybe he needs to do an updated video for the updated version or whatever. So if we continue to do streaming, then it's much easier for me to count it and give him a better number of, hey, this is the type of traction that you're getting on your content.
That's a good point.
A lot of the speakers need it for MVP renewals, for reimbursement for their companies, for travel and whatnot, to come out to the user groups.
Some of the evangelists, they're actually measured on their reach.
Exactly.
And the number of hits on that site counts towards that.
And the bean counters love numbers.
Yeah. So that URL once again is?
So the website is usergroup.tv, and like I said, go up there. It's HTML5 capable. Watch it everywhere. Windows Phone 8, Windows 8, coming soon iPhone.
We're ready to wrap up, but before we go, I know you wanted to promote your Give Camp work that you're doing.
So my other big passion is the Dallas Give Camp. They happen all across the country, so I encourage everybody that's hearing the sound of my voice to, if you're in Dallas or if you're anywhere, go find your local Give Camp. Give Camp is a great experience. It's a way for us as technology folks to give back to our local communities. Mm-hmm. In Dallas last year, we built 13 websites for 13 different charities in a weekend. We estimated that we gave back to the community about $500,000 worth of consulting time in one weekend.
Very cool.
So it's really cool, really valuable, and it gives us a warm fuzzies all over.
Have you scheduled your next Give Camp in Dallas?
We're shooting for the end of October.
Okay, it's not for a while then.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Sean, thanks so much.
Thank you. So when I'm looking for an online podcast, I look for Technology and Friends.